Bez Hashem, welcome everyone. We continue Shmir Salosh and Shara HaTavuna in Perik Vav, chapter 6 of Shmir Salosh and Shara number 156. A new topic, Vayivayar Isser Nekimo Unetiro. We discuss now the Isser of taking revenge and bearing a grudge. The Goydel Schar HaAdam Sheshemer Atzmoy Mizeh. And the tremendous reward of the person, who guards himself from this. Now, before we even begin the words of the Chafetz Chaim, let's understand what we're talking about over here. You're in a pizza shop. You're in a shul. It's kiddush time. Wherever you are, you're in a, just give an example. You're in a public place. And someone embarrasses you publicly, screams at you in front of other people. These things happen sometimes. And you're standing there thinking, like, what just happened? What just happened? You know, you instinctively turn red like a tomato, and then the white and the red comes in, you know, and like you're looking for the hole to climb into or to hide your face. And you wonder, what just happened? How could someone just do that? Well, there are other examples and ways. Hopefully you've never been there, but probably most of us have been there, where people have embarrassed us over a course of a person's lifetime. Things happen sometimes. Might have been a misunderstanding, but at the end of the day, you were horrifically embarrassed. How can we be asked by Hashem not to bear a grudge? Not to want to take revenge? He did this to me, so wouldn't it make sense? I should do it back to him also? The basic understanding behind this, and as we'll see, the Chafetz Chaim will elaborate on this topic with this yesod, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in charge. Like we've been learning here in the Gemara and Brachas of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. Hashem is the one in charge. And nothing happens in this world without Hashem permitting it to happen. That doesn't mean to say that if something ra and evil happened, Hashem wanted it to happen because Hashem allowed it to happen. If a person is doing something wrong, he has that free choice to do the wrong thing. And he will be punished for it. Don't make a mistake with that. The fact that he did it doesn't mean he won't be punished for it. Of course he'll be punished for it. Every action. The same way a person will be rewarded for the good things he does. However, what we have to understand is that, number one, Hashem knows exactly the proper dosage of spiritual medicine that each and every individual needs. Even though we can't understand it, we won't understand it in this world. We won't. When a person goes to a doctor, and the doctor prescribes a certain amount of medicine, and the dosage for the medicine, based on his weight, based on his needs, based on maybe other medicine they're taking, whatever, it takes everything into account. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoido v'atzma, Hashem says, this is what Reuven needs right now. And if we talk about embarrassment, embarrassment is of the greatest aspects of kapara. The Talmud Devarim says that if a person is on a madrega, on a level, it's dvarim shiyachpoitz behem b'nei adam. I'm quoting now. Shiyachpoitz behem. He should desire to be embarrassed. Now, please don't walk into a room and act like a clown so people will make fun of you. Obviously, that's not what he means. But what he's telling us, you have to realize, he says, if the person's embarrassed, does that affect his physical health? No. Can he still learn Torah? 100%. If a person, if he gets sick, if he has the flu, Rachman Litzlan, whatever it might be, he has to stay home, he has his chills, he can't move out of bed, he's sick, he can't do anything, he can't do mitzvahs. When the person's embarrassed, he can still do mitzvahs. Now it's a madrega. It's a high madrega, extremely high madrega. Shiyach poitz behem b'nei yodam. The more emunah and the more bitachon we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bari oilam. Hashem runs the world. Every single second of the day Hashem is in charge. So if something happens to us, we have to remind ourselves that's what Hashem wanted. And if that's what Hashem wanted, by me taking revenge on that person, what I'm saying is, that's not what Hashem wanted. Well, that's not a good plan. We don't want to do something and express either words with words or physically in a way that shows I'm disagreeing with Hashem. Besides for the mitzvah of after Echa Kamoicha, as we discussed in the previous parak, and besides for the discussion that we had of Dan Lekaschus, of judging favorably, if you see your friend acted improperly to you, nevertheless, we have to understand what is our responsibility. How should we behave when another Yid does something to us that gets us very upset, it pains us, it hurts us? So he says, the Torah HaKadosh tells us, you can't take revenge and you can't bear a grudge. Because if we are going to take revenge and if we're going to bear the grudge, you know what happens? We're saying, Hashem, kiviyachol, as if to say, you're not in charge. Because that person did what he wanted to do to me and it's not part of your plan. And I'm not going to stand for this. Chas v'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari Olam. El etzarech sheyimcha hadavar miliboy. Person has to work, and we're going to discuss this now throughout this parak. El etzarech sheyimcha hadavar miliboy. Person has to try to erase that situation, that scenario from his heart. Ulehayti v'imoy b'chol yonim k'mo yashar yishi Yisraeli. Ukilu lo yohoyu b'neichem shum sinah. And the person has to try to fulfill, he has obligated, he, she, all of us, to take that sin out of our heart and deal with that other person the same way you would deal with the person you love so much who's standing right next to you. As the Pasuk says, Loisikim Loisitor is b'nei amecha v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. You hear this? The Pasuk of Avta l'recha kamoicha is at the end of the Pasuk of don't take revenge, don't bear a grudge. Don't take revenge and don't bear a grudge against any of the Yidin in Klai Yisrael. This is the beginning, but Hashem will continue with this next time.